Bez Hashem, continuing Simulam Beis Sif Chaf, share number 84. And the Mechaber tells us on the top of the page, Tzarich Ledakdeg B'chaseiros V'yaseiros. You have to be careful with the Chaseiros and Yaseiros. What are Chaseiros and Yaseiros? These are when you have the words that can be written with a letter that does not necessarily add to the pronunciation of the letter, but it needs to be there in the correct form of the spelling of the letter. That's chaseiros and yaseiros. Also, that do you need it? Well, the correct word requires the aleph. Does the aleph always make a pronunciation of a letter, of a word? Not necessarily. But you can't, like, let's say the word chet, for example. Right? So how do you spell chet? Ches, tes, is the incorrect way. There's an aleph there also. Right? Now, if you spell it ches, tes, so it has the same spelling, same pronunciation. Not spelling, same pronunciation. So, when you write the letters of the Sefer Torah, you have to make sure, or the mezuzah, of the tefillin, that you have to make sure that every word has everything, every letter in there. It has to be chaseiros and yaseiros. Shim chiser or yiter ois achas, because if you left out, or you wrote an extra letter, it's psulim. It's puzzle. Venimsu hamin. Now listen to this. Venimsu haminichim oisom, those who put on such tefillin that the cloth was written with an extra letter, or it's missing a letter, even though it does not change one iota of the pronunciation of the word.
Wrong.
It's wrong. It's a bottom line. And therefore, mevarichim b'chol yoim. Bracha levatola. Every single day, the person is making a bracha levatola. V'gam shoroi b'chol yoyim b'loy mitzvah tefillin. And he is also every single day, he's not wearing tefillin. He's not the kind of mitzvah tefillin. V'nimtza oynish ha-soifim meruba. What comes out is the punishment of the soifer is horrifically tremendous, because he is the one who is responsible for causing this person to make a bracha levatola every single day, as well as the fact that the person is not wearing tefillin. Now, you'll tell me and you'll say at the end of the day that this person is an oinus, and what do you want from the person? That he hired the say what? That's a whole different conversation. That's not for now. But in regards to mitzad the soifer, unfortunately, he did something gravely wrong. Okay. Lachain, therefore, tzarich liyois meoid yirei shemayim. Therefore, a person, the soifer, who is involved with this very, very mitzvah kodesh, holy mitzvah, has to be a very important, very high madreig of Yorei Shemayim, that he's focused and he realizes the severity and the seriousness. Just like no one would ever, no normal person would ever go to a fire alarm and pull it. No one would ever do that, knowing the consequences that the fire trucks, they zoom down the street at 80 miles an hour to get to that call. And the seriousness of the whole issue. Alachas kam v'kama, we're dealing with the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah so chashuv, like the mitzvah of tefillin, that the Rosh in Masechet Soifim says, Ein l'cho mitzvah chol ha-mitzvahs esay, like the mitzvah of tefillin. You have no greater mitzvah than mitzvah positive commandments, then mitzvah tefillin, and we answered, "I Talmud Torah is greater. Talmud Torah connect kulam." And we explained because it says, "Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha." Rav Mati Yisrael Salman Shlita told me when I asked him this kasha, he says the purpose of tefillin is "Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha," that the Torah Hashem should be beficha in your mouth, and that's why tefillin bring to Torah. That's why you have to make sure that you purchase your tefillin from a very Yorei Shemayim, a place which has a good reputation. They're honest and they're very God fearing people. Says the Mishra on the top of the page, Sif Katan Kuf. Chiser or Yiter Vafili Mateva Loy Nishtana Le Kriyosu Bezeh Goyim Bemola Yivichosuch Adel Kalamon. He says, even if there is nothing that's going to change in the pronunciation, For example, like we said, by the Aleph, sometimes it's an Aleph that does not change the pronunciation. Sometimes you have a Vav. It's called a mole. How do you spell the name Aaron? Aaron the Kohen, Moshe Rabbeinu's brother. Aleph, Hey, Reish, Nun. Sometimes, how do you spell the name David? Dalit Vav Dalit. You know, in Divrei HaYamim, you take a look, you find Dalit Vav Dalit, but there's also, I believe, there's a Yud there, right? David, yeah. In Divrei HaYamim, right? Okay? There's different reasons for this. Okay? There's some people, they write for the pronunciation, they write Aaron, Aleph, Hey, Resh, Vav, Nun. Now, if you look in the Chumash, that's not how it's spelled. So that's called a Mole. Mole, with to spell it in the full form. Okay? So you have to make sure everything in Sifkat and Kuf is telling us here that even if it's not going to change the pronunciation, to make sure that there's no extra letters and no letters that are missing. Even the koitz of the yud. What's the koitz of the yud? This is the stem of the yud. That, not the right side, but the left side of the yud. This stem, you have to make sure that it's not missing from the ksav. So here's a picture where here's your yud, and it has three lines coming down. It has the leg on the right side, and then it has the top koitz, the top tag, if you will, and then the bottom one is very small. See where the arrow is pointing to over there? See that arrow? That arrow is pointing to that line, says the Gemara in Menachos, on the Daf Chaf Tes on Aleph. When you write your Yud, you have to have that as well. You have to have that koitz, that little line coming down. Sifkon Kuf Beis. The punishment for the Einish for the Sefer is Meruba. Mavad Oven Gezel Hechomer. So the Mishnah is adding something that was not inserted in the Mechaber. The Mechaber told us two major problems. Problem number one, he told us that the person who puts on his tefillin will be making a brachah of atala. That's number one. Problem number two, the person's not wearing tefillin. If you put on pasul tefillin, you're not wearing tefillin. Problem number three, the Sefer is asking him for money for the tefillin. Is he not? And he's gazel, he's stealing. He didn't sell him tefillin. Okay. Sif Katan Kuf Gimel. You have to make sure he's chori l'dvar Hashem. Now, the next around 10 lines, the Mishnah will be quoting a Lavush. Lavush, or Mordechai Yafo, we come to him many times. Lavush is a Talmud of the Ramah and others as well. And Lavush says like this. You have to make sure to avoid the following. And he said in his days, there were seifrim who were doing the following. Shemenichim na'arim hamas lamdim lichtoiv tefillin, kedei shagilum b'ksav. He would let young children, na'arim, maybe not young, but children, write the tefillin. And he'd be learning a trade. Now listen to this. And afterwards, the Sefer would read it and see. Is it written correctly? Does it have all the letters? Does it have any extra letters that we don't want? And afterwards, they roll it up. As we're going to discuss these halachas in Mitzvah Shem later on, about rolling up the ksav, the klaf, and put it into the bayis, into the proper chambers. And everything sounds great. Teaching them a trade. And sometimes we're going to see they're orphans, and then it gives them a future. Everything sounds wonderful. However, if you want to say he's not a katan, let's say he's 13, 14. Okay, let's say, first of all, we have to know, a katan can write, we have to see. Maybe he's Omer al-Gaboy, maybe he could write, we have to see. Maybe a katan can write. So let's say a 13, 14-year-old. You want a 13-year-old be writing your tefillin for you? I wouldn't necessarily be so comfortable buying my tefillin from a 13-year-old. So he says like this,
the money that the Sofer now makes from selling the tefillin, and the labor, what's the labor? It's free labor. What's the labor? The labor is that the fact that he have these young boys writing the tefillin for him. And he's thinking that he's having them do the work, and then the money that he gets is as if they're paying him for it. As if the Na'arim, these young boys, are paying to learn the trade. Umarim lehem pnei hetel loymar hari anu bazek goyim lechasadim hanarim haniim lilmoid lehem leches chaksiva v'chinam. And the cipher has in his mind, he's moira hetel. Everybody has the yetzahara, and he says that he's doing chesed. He's mamish doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. He's enabling these poor young boys, 13-year-olds, still a boy. Right? 14-year-old, 15-year-olds. And teaching them a trade. Now they'll be able to make money then when they get older. Bimelechas Hashem. Oh, mamish, he's doing a mitzvah. You hear how the Yetzirah could work with a person? The Yetzirah could get the person to think that an Aveira that he's doing is mamish a chosh of a mitzvah. We're not learning Musa now. We're learning Halacha here. Musa's after this. We learn Shavit Shuvah afterwards. Aval ani oimer, says Lavush, yotzas charon be'ef seidom. They're losing more than they're gaining. Va'adiraba loy toiv heima oisim be'amom. They're not doing anyone any favors. Ki hanar na'ar ve'ne dea benyaminoi l'smoiloi. The na'ar, mean the child, the 13, 14, 15-year-old, is a child that doesn't know the difference between his right and his left. It's an expression. He doesn't know what's going on. V'ein lo yishum kavana ba'olam. He's not having the proper kavana. L'shem mitzvah tefillin? What? L'shem kedush is tefillin? What's he doing? Rakein kimis askim b'ksiva liyapos haksav aloy l'shem kedush v'shem kavana is mitzvah ba'olam. You know what? Some people are talented to a point where they have a beautiful script, beautiful handwriting. There's someone here in town, his son. You go into their house. You might have been in there. I'm sure you've been in their house. You know what I'm talking about. You go, and he could draw pictures of Gedolim. It looks like a professional. And he's been doing this ever since he was a child. It's your neighbor across the street from you. Unbelievable. But the punishment of the Sofer is terribly horrific. Shemachshelis Abriyos is bringing a stunning block in front of people. Shemenichim Loisan Atfilin Apsulin. And because people are wearing these posel tefillin. Posel tefillin. V'loyoid. Now I'm just going to stop here for a second. Because there's so many pratim details that we have learned that the Levush is not even bringing down. If you see a letter was forgotten, you forgot to write a letter. You forgot a yud. And you wrote five other letters afterwards. Can you go back at the yud afterwards in tefillin? Absolutely not. We learn it's 100% possible. Now, does this young boy, young man, know these halachas? He's there. He knows how to make the letters. That's what he knows how to do. So let's say he goes back. Oh, two letters previously. I forgot something. And he puts it back in there. Now, in this case, when this cipher looks it over, is he going to notice? He has no time stamp on it. There's no video exactly when each letter was written. That's why the Sofer himself has to be a Reish Shemayim. He has to know the halachas. V'loyoid kidei lashbiach es mikcho yoyme ha-Sofer lakol ani kesavtim v'kavona kesavtim. Now this actually ties into our Shmiras, our Shavuot Shuvot topic. But in order to get a better price, in order to get a better rapport with the people he's selling the tefillin to, he says, I wrote it all. So he's adding Sheker to the whole entire conversation of everything over here as well. Now, is an interesting Shevet Halevi, in Tshuva Shevet Halevi, I want to share with you that they bring down that if you have someone who is medaktik in mitzvahs to the point where you know he wants something, not b'diavid. So he doesn't want anything b'diavid. So he says, the mechuyiv ha-soifil ha-idiyoy al-kol dover d'yavid. the Sofer is obligated to tell the person who's buying his tefillin any time he had to rely on the kula, on the leniency, on the bidiyeved situation. If he's buying, you know, tefillin are very expensive these days, he's buying $1,600 a pair of tefillin, the person who's buying them expects to get top quality. Doesn't expect to get child's work, as you said, right? So here also, the one who's selling the tefillin has to tell the one who's buying it that there were three bidyevets. And let me explain to you what they were. Let me explain to you the severity of it, and you tell me what you want. That's what Sheva Levi says. The mechuyev asayv elaydiyay al kol davar diyevet shehayi b'ksiva v'imloy haydiyay efshar the mekach tos. So it could be it's a mekach tos. It's invalidating the whole purchase from the financial monetary perspective. Back inside, v'cholo oisin kain bevadai asidin litain esadin ulekabel onshon harbe moed. And whoever does this in the future, they will receive a punishment, a tremendous, a big punishment. Lekabel onshon harbe moed of aleim nemar orur oisim melechas Hashem remiyah. On them it says, cursed be the one who does the work of Hashem remiyah with trickery. Al kain, therefore, yizar kol sofer. Every sofer should be careful. V'yisrachik mizet v'toiv loy. He should distance himself from such behavior. The lishmon ha'omer eitzel tefillin, because he's playing a little bit of a joke over here. When it says you're making a tefillin lishmon, what does it mean? You're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin. It doesn't mean einak avodin l'shem baal ha'tefillin. Doesn't mean he's doing l'shem baal ha'tefillin. For the purpose of the purchaser, the buyer of the tefillin, lishman doesn't mean I'm making it for you. I'm making it because Hashem said, when you write tefillin, you're doing a davar shebekdusha. That's what you're doing. Can I get the tzarich l'shem ha'ish v'isha? In regards to a get, when man is divorcing his wife, it has to be this man, Reuven, is doing it for this lady, Shprinsa. But by us, in regards to tefillin, rak l'shem kedushas tefillin, has to be written l'shem kedushas tefillin and nothing less. V'sim al zeh concludes with this: u'min haroy l'mi sheyesh koyach biyodoy, and it's appropriate for the person who has the strength in his hands. L'mano is koyisvei tefillin muhuganim anshei emes soini betza bali toyer yirei l'kim v'charedim al dvoroy b'chol ear. He says, those who have the power to implement that the Sefer should be people who are Yirei Shemayim, God-fearing Jews, Yirei Shemayim, who hate, can't stand any bribery, this falsehood of Sheker, they're Charedim al Dvoroi, they're concerned to make sure every aspect of Hashem's mitzvahs and Torah should be done the correct way, the best way possible. Just like we appoint shoichtim and the checkers to make sure it's been done properly. That we shouldn't just trust all the seifrim. Because unfortunately, many of them just want to make a few dollars. We've all heard the horrific stories. We don't have to go too far. We all know them. Either first hand or second hand, where the person had his tefillin opened up and checked, and unfortunately found nothing, found comic strips in there. Why the person went so far to put the comic strips in there? You can't find any words. You want to be a ganav and steal and not put anything? No one's going to know what. Put mamish to put comic strips in there. V'af ki gam. This is all the lavush, and then now is the Mishnah Brura. Even though their intention, of course, was to make the mitzvah look nice, that's only if it's accompanied with the proper kavana, not just the external look. It's a shell without any soul. It's a goof without any neshama. I'm sorry, this was all the Lavush. All the Lavush until now. Ad kan l'shoyne atar. This is a quote the Mishra brings from the Lavush. Because of his Sefer Baruch Shamar. So we're not finished on this topic yet. The Mishra is now sharing with us is from the Sefer Baruch Shamar. Now, there was the Torah Tamima wrote a Sefer Baruch Shamar. This is not this. That's also Baruch Shamar. The Torah Tamima was a little after the Chavetz Chaim. The Torah Tamima was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, the nephew of the Netziv is famously known. This is a different Baruch Shamar, hundreds, a few hundred years before this, before the Mishmur. He says, Yichtoiv oisiyos toivim utmimis v'lo shvurois. You should write the letters that are complete and not broken. Over misun, over kavana gedoyla, write it slowly with diligence and proper kavana, tremendous amount of kavana. V'lo yimayr odom miksivoso kidei laharviach momen harbi. A person should not try to write it quickly to get a lot of money. He oisay revach yelech liibu, because that revach will go, and in other words, he's going to lose out. Lideroin v'yafsin nishmosoi ki umachmachti esarabim, because he's going to be causing many people to sin. You know, they say the Mishra brings down later on. We'll see mentioned by Psukei de Zimra. He says when you daven Psukei de Zimra, you want to daven in a way that you're like counting dollar bills. You know, not. Now, he doesn't say $100 bills, but that's what it is. How many of us, we've all had a few hundred dollars in our hands in the past, right? So you're counting them. How many times you count it? Once, twice. Then you say, you know what? Wait a minute. The second time wasn't the same as the first time. You're counting it a third time. When you dive in, you're saying, he says each word, Baruch, Sho'amar, L'chule. Say each word with a proper pace. Don't rush through it. Halachas kam v'kama now. You're writing tefillin. You're writing it. Make sure you're not running through it. Go through at the proper pace. Lo yimayr adam miksiv asa kidei larviach mo. Not just to go run through quickly to make some money. V'chol mi shekoyseh tefillin toivim k'sheirim kefi yecholtai. Whoever's writing tefillin toivim, good tefillin, kefi yecholtai, according to his capability, schorei kofel mechupol v'nitzel medina shegehenim. This person's reward will be doubled over. Person who is diligent to make sure he writes the tefillin properly, v'nitzel medina shel gehenim, and he'll be saved from the punishment of gehenim. One more piece the Mishra brings down on this topic still. The kosa b'sefer chasidim. We know the sefer chasidim was written by Yehuda Chosim on the Bali Toisvis. It's quoted in Toisvis a couple times in Shas. V'tzidkoso yemez la'ad. The pasuk says v'tzidkoso yemez la'ad. His righteousness is going on, endures forever. Zeh mezaki rabim. There's a person who is mezaki the rabim. He's mezaki the rabim. What does he do? He does things for other people. He's mezaki the rabim. He benefits other people. Kegoyin hamelamed liyirei Hashem. Tikun tefillin tzaki nachlachirim. He teaches others how to fix a tefillin properly, so other people should know how to do this mitzvah properly, correctly. Okay, that was Sif Chof. We still have time, Baruch Hashem, we can continue. Sif Chof Aleph. Called Parsha Achar Shichteveno, Yikre'ena Heite Bekavon V'Dikto Pa'amayim V'Sholosh. Every Parsha, after you write it, you should make sure to read it over, to check it. What we have in this generation, we have spell check, we have grammar check, you have an editor. You have somebody, another set of eyes, sometimes they read it, not the same person, right? Your wife, she writes, she's a, right? And then someone else maybe reads it over, she'll check it again, edits it. So he says here, not just once, two or three times. Now listen, after you wrote it properly, with the proper mison, the proper diligence, then you checked it two or three times. He says, the Mechaber, before you put it in the bias, read it again and make sure what you're looking at is 100% correct, that nothing got switched with maybe one that was not the best, and now it's already folded, and you're accidentally, incorrectly, mistakenly going to put it into the bias of the tefillin when it should not be there. Now, we also have today, Baruch Hashem, computer checks. And the siphon, from what I've told, what they told me, is very reliable. Doesn't mean that it can't be a mistake. But it's very reliable.
that means they're relying on the computer check instead of their own.
I don't know. I want to be honest. I don't know exactly how it works. I don't want to say only the computer check. I don't want to say only, but I would say in addition. That I would say additionally as well. So this is the importance here, Sif Chof Aleph, of checking over the tefillin. If anybody listening to the shiurim does know, actually we have a chash of a soifer, if you could reach out to me, let me know exactly how it's done. Shem yimtza eiza ois chaser beiza parsha lo yihi levado nifsala elagam kol ma'ash acharel mishum shiyuz shloi kesidron. The Mishmur tells us, when it comes to tefillin and mezuzos, we have learned earlier that it has to be written kesidron, not just the order Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And if you missed Yisrael, you can't go back to write Yisrael afterwards. It doesn't work like this. Not only that, but if Parsha Aleph Beis Gimel and Dal were not written in the correct order, that's also a psul, and therefore Parsha Aleph is possible, Beis Gimel and Dal are also possible. Remember that? We learned these halachas. It's so serious. Have to write the written order. So serious. So that's what he's telling us over here as well. Because it was written Shaloi Kesidron. One more halacha here, Sif Chav Beis. Toiv l'nasayis akulmus. It's appropriate. So you see a lashon toiv. It doesn't say mechuyev. Not obligated, but it's appropriate to test out the quill, the kulmus, that you write with. Koidem shiyaschil l'chtoiv parsha, before you start to write the parsha. Shlo yehei olav diyo yoyisi midav yasi. You don't want to have extra ink. You know, sometimes you have a pen, and sometimes it's this type of pen itself. You open it up, and you see sometimes when you're about to write, you see there's like a bubble of ink. So if you start writing regularly, it's going to be a big bubble of ink that's splattered on your paper. So first you take a tissue, a napkin, and you wipe it off, this excess ink, and then you write. Same thing over here. Same thing over here. It's an encouragement. Toiv lenatzis lakomus koidim sheyatzchil lichtoiv aparisha shloyeh olav diyo yoyusim yidai v'yafsid. So too, v'chein, yizar koidim sheyichtoiv kol sheim. You should be careful before you write any word, kol shem likrois, kol ma shekosav, that you should read everything that you write, kidei shelo yavoyu lidei gniza al yodoi, because you don't want to bring ksav to gniza, to put into shemis, unnecessarily. In other words, read it, yizar koinim sheikhtav kol shem, before you write Hashem's name. In other words, you don't want to put the before you put Hashem's name on the cloth, make sure what you wrote until now is good. Now you don't have to go back to the beginning every single time you write another Shem Hashem, but at least to the last thing you checked, to the last place where you checked. And it could be also though that fine. So we'll leave it at that. Let's take a look over here. But you see the importance of Hashem's name. You don't want to just put that in Shemus. Sifkon Kufei. Koidim Shiyaskil, you want to check your quill before you start writing it. Before you write Hashem's name, doesn't mean only when you write beginning of parsha. In other words, each time you come to write, you dip the quill into the inkwell. You pull it out. You want to make sure it's not bubbling with ink. So then we said that you should check before you write Hashem's name. You should check beforehand. That way you check how far before. So go back to the last time you checked. Most probably you would say until the last Shem Hashem, name of Hashem. Sif Kodin Kovzayin Al Yodoy. Uchshetoyvel Akulmis Lichdoy Boy Es Hashem. And you toivel akumus, when you put the ink, the quill into the ink to write Hashem's name, lo yaschil lichtoiv oisemia. Don't write it right away. Shelo yasidenu beriboy dioy, because you don't wanna have too much ink on the Shem Hashem. Oy ula yeshalav seir Vayetze Aksav Yushar. Maybe you can have a drop of hair from the quill that fell into the inkwell or got on the tip of the inkwell of the quill. And when you start writing, so it's not going to be straight. Mamish, everything we have today as well. Like sometimes you have a sticky note on the previous page. You go to make a line and you hit a bump, a snag on the paper. Right? So he's giving eitzes how to avoid and how to make your ksav so beautiful. You want to sanctify it beforehand, before you write Hashem's name. And we'll discuss how you do that. So what did he suggest to do? He says, first, before you write the Shem Hashem, when you take that inkwell, and the kulmus you put in the inkwell, and you filled up the kulmus, write a letter before Hashem's name, and then write Hashem's name. Why? Because if there's something that needs to be refined, it'll take place on the Shem that's not Hashem's name. It's not Hashem's name. You know what this reminds you of? Sometimes you take your lead pencil, when you click it to get a new piece of lead. So if you start writing right away, it's not good. You have to like smooth it out at first. At least that's what I do. I want to smooth it out a drop. So it's a similar concept over here, Lahavdil, that before you come to write Shem Hashem, you want to first write a letter beforehand. Vim loy asakein, if you didn't do this, yechapes achar ois or itag shetzvich dioy yimalena v'koysev as Hashem. He says, look for a different letter. In other words, let's say you're up to writing Hashem's name, and you didn't put it right before. You didn't put it right before on the letter right before, the little, maybe extra ink. Go back that you have a letter that's already written, not going out of order, and see if there's perhaps a letter that needs to be a little fine-tuned, a little darkened, so you could take some of that ink and put it on that letter. For a letter or a tag that needs to be a little filled up and fix it like that. And then your quill, your kulmus will be ready to go. If you need ink before you finish Hashem's name, take a little ink from the letter that's right before Hashem's name, which is Lachim Adayin V'Igmar Hashem, which is a little moist, and send it out, and then finish the letter of Hashem. Don't dip in the name of Hashem's letter itself, in order to get ink from there and to write it. There are those who are lenient, and they say it's the bizer leko. It's not a disgrace of the letter of Hashem's name. And these opinions are more lenient because why do I need more ink? Why am I taking ink from the letter of Hashem's name? To make it look nicer. So it's not a bizayin to it. And if letters in front are not moist, you should dip it again and look to see where you can add that extra ink to smooth out the quill. And the Mishru concludes over here in Sivcha Beis, similar to how the Mechaber started. He said, everything we just discussed, by taking the quill, writing a letter before Hashem's name, testing it out before, making sure there's no hair on the edge of the quill, it's the mitzvah, it's the best way of doing it, but it's not going to prevent you from doing the mitzvah properly. For doing the mitzvah, if you didn't do this, if you didn't write this and all these suggestions, you could still fulfill the mitzvah. Now, that's how the Mechaber started. Toiv l'nais, it's a kulmus. It's appropriate to test out the kulmus. Mitzvah Shem will pick up next year with Sif Chof Gimel.